About my glasses go one way and I go on the ground and they say every day that I could just hold myself up. And I went to the doctor, he said I was in better shape than he would, but he'd take me in if I needed anything. And I went down to the hospital and I take the test out there and the people said I was in better shape than they would.
Oh, good.
I don't take no medicine at all. I take an aspirin with the dime, but I take them sometimes. When I'm raking leaves, I rake leaves and keep my body built up. They want me to quit driving and quit working, but I can't do that.
Are you still driving?
Yeah, I've had four wrecks. One of them take my car away from me.
Four wrecks?
First one cost the guinea church $10,000 to fix a bumper. The glass back there cost them $10,285, and I had a car ran his $300.
Wow.
If I'd had to pay for it, I'd bought me another automobile.
Sometimes it's cheaper just to buy a new car than it is to...
And I ran into a mailbox, I tore the mirror off my car, and it cost me $285, and I had to pay the... Man, it fixed it, you had to pay him $30 to put it over.
Oh my goodness.
That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Automobiles, but they went a long ways in automobiles. When I come up, you'd crank a tea bottle and you'd crank you up, break your arm.
Mm-hmm.
They used to up down to the River Bridge there, where they said, fix that there. The mud was so deep, they had to take mules and pull them up that hill, tea bottles.
They had to pull them. T-models up the hill with a mule?
That's right, they couldn't make it up that hill.
Oh my goodness. Because
it wasn't up, we didn't have nothing but dirt roads back when I come up.
Wow.
I used to go see my girlfriend on rent a buggy on Sunday. I don't know where we're riding now, run by. I'd rent a hack and go to town, spend the night, couldn't make it a day, come back the next day. And we used to, bunch of us young boys, get a bunch of fell in the buggy and have about 200 or 300 cows, and they get wild and go out, and we have to get them back in the road, you know. And that's where they drove them to the stockyard, same way as mules.
Wow.
Now they haul them down there. But now they're done away with the stockyard down there now. They've been put that in housing projects.
Hmm.
So I don't know where they built steel anymore. And I work at the steel plant, I tear out them furnace, and they give me a piece of leather pad right there. I'd go down in there, had a 6-inch pipe. I'd sail it down under there about a minute or two and I'd come out. Just turn it out and put new brick in there, you know, and had them big kettles. About that thing, or this 3 or 4 times bigger than this room.
Hmm.
And it red hot. I said, this ain't no place for me. So I quit. The 75 was the hard of the day. I said, that boy says, let's all quit. I said, suits me. So I said, hell, it's hotter in this place. I don't want to see it. We all quit.
Oh,
75 of us quit. That,
75 people quit on one day?
This paid me 25 cents an hour. And that's what it was. They need the approval in a place like that too. I don't know where the melts free of steel now. I don't know where place this is. It done away. It's like the cotton gins and all like that. They done away with all that. I don't know. It ain't like it used to be.
I know. Times has changed, huh?
And they used to put these places where young people like y'all learn how to can and stuff like that. They done away with all that, but if people put up food, mm-hmm. then when you put that in the bank
mm-hmm.
and let it draw, let your money make money. Don't
mm-hmm.
let it sit there and do nothing. Use your head to make money, and the first thing you know, you'd be high and build up. That's where you get started.